Imagine a world where relationships aren't fairy tales, but something far more beautiful, living, breathing creations that evolve with us. The 7 Secrets to Healthy, Happy Relationships challenges our domesticated beliefs about love, offering wisdom that bridges ancient Toltec philosophy with modern relationship challenges. At its core, this approach recognizes that true connection begins not with finding the perfect partner, but with coming home to ourselves. The most profound relationships emerge when 2 whole people choose each other freely, rather than 2 incomplete halves desperately seeking wholeness in another. This isn't just theory, it's a practical pathway to deeper connections in all relationships, from romantic partnerships to friendships and family bonds. The journey to healthy relationships begins with a counterintuitive truth: commit to yourself first. Many of us carry unhealthy habits from childhood, keeping others happy, changing ourselves to please them, telling people what they want to hear. These patterns disconnect us from what we truly need: honesty, self-acceptance, and self-love. Self-commitment requires breaking up with 2 inner characters: your judge, the critical voice saying you're not good enough, and your victim, the part believing these judgments. When you judge yourself harshly, you inevitably judge your partner the same way. Breaking this pattern starts by noticing when the judge speaks and recognizing its statements as opinions, not facts. Freedom challenges our domesticated ideas about love that often involve restriction. Relationships flourish when both partners feel free to grow. Many of us believe getting what we want requires manipulating partners, offering rewards or punishing through emotional outbursts. This conditional approach creates resistance, not connection. Creating freedom means encouraging your partner to pursue what genuinely fulfills them, even when it doesn't involve you. It doesn't mean agreeing with everything. Healthy boundaries remain essential, but it means releasing the illusion of control over another's choices. Have you ever wondered why the same situation triggers different reactions in different people? This is where awareness becomes transformative. Awareness means being fully present to what's happening externally and internally, observing our reactions without immediate judgment. The Toltec tradition recognized that our minds interpret perceptions rather than experiencing reality directly. In relationships, our assumptions about our partner's intentions rarely match their actual motivations. Our interpretations are colored by our personalities, past experiences, wounds, and domestications. Fear underlies many relationship difficulties: fear of repeating patterns, fear of being hurt, fear of inadequacy. These fears gain power when unexplored. Anger provides an illusion of control, but typically leads to shame. Withdrawing rarely helps relationships and leaves partners disconnected. As awareness grows, you begin seeing your partner's behaviors in a new light. Rather than becoming defensive when they act out of character, awareness invites you to look deeper at possible motivations. While we can never know another's mind with certainty, we can approach their actions with understanding. Until we heal from past emotional wounds, they create fear patterns that make us react from trauma rather than respond from wisdom. Disproportionate emotional reactions often signal areas needing healing. We unconsciously recreate or oppose childhood relationship patterns as adults. Someone raised with shouting matches might normalize similar behavior, while others might avoid all confrontation to keep peace, creating distance through passive withdrawal. Past emotional wounds infiltrate present relationships like ghosts. We defend against criticism from long-gone partners or protect ourselves through emotional withdrawal. After heartbreak, we try to anticipate all potential hurts, believing this hyper-awareness protects us. Instead, it creates barriers to vulnerability. Forgiveness is our most transformative healing tool. This process ranges from simply letting go to actively wishing well for those who've harmed us. When we hold suffering inside, we block the flow of unconditional love. If forgiveness seems impossible, examine what you gain by holding on to anger. Security? Identity? Justice? Understanding these attachments helps release them. Remember when you first fell in love? That heightened state of curiosity, playfulness, and presence. Joy emerges when we're open-hearted and fully present, allowing for emotional intimacy and shared experiences. We can't access true joy if we shut down emotional pain. Healing must come first. Every human is inherently creative. We constantly create technologies, relationships, and more. Creating with intention makes us feel alive and connected. In new relationships, we naturally share dreams and build rituals, but eventually routines can overshadow this creative spark. Relationships stagnate when we believe we already know everything about our partner. Recommitting to curiosity through open-ended questions signals your desire to truly know them. What are their current dreams? What brings them alive? Physical intimacy is vital for relationship joy. While couples begin in a hormonal soup of pleasure, all experience fluctuations over time. Brief low periods are normal, but prolonged ones may indicate deeper issues. Many deny themselves pleasure due to negative beliefs about sex. The path forward begins with affirming, "I love my body as it is, and I give myself permission to experience pleasure." Communication transforms our world, yet many couples struggle with truly hearing each other. Conscious listening means focusing completely on your partner without planning your response, especially challenging when you disagree. Rather than becoming defensive, acknowledge your protective inner voice while remaining open. Vulnerable speech begins with noticing your self-talk. When facing difficult emotions, ask, "What am I afraid of?" and "What do I want now?" This creates space for authenticity. When we withhold truth, issues don't vanish. They intensify underground before inevitably resurfacing. Many people never learn to speak vulnerably and instead rely on destructive patterns. Words become weapons when used to inflict pain rather than share truth. We attack character, deflect with accusations, or resurrect past hurts to win arguments. Passive-aggressive communication masks true feelings behind a facade of agreement while building resentment. Saying yes when you mean no creates relationship discomfort. While compromise matters, false agreement leads to trouble. True commitment sometimes means saying no from love rather than yes from accommodation. Disagreements can strengthen relationships, even unresolvable ones. Often, the way to be heard is to first deepen your listening. The final secret centers on conscious inaction, the art of release. Successful relationships require surrendering our need to be right, relinquishing control over our partner's choices, and accepting imperfection. Trust forms this foundation, the courage to allow vulnerability. This isn't expecting partners will never hurt us, but believing they're genuinely trying their best. Developing self-trust reduces dependence on others' trustworthiness. Acknowledging inevitable endings helps us cherish each moment, resist complacency, and maintain appreciation. Some relationships naturally conclude like changing seasons, with no definitive checklist for when to end them. Warning signs of relationship anchors include unresolved conflicts, emotional withdrawal, taking each other for granted, criticism patterns, and persistent defensiveness. Early recognition allows couples to revisit core principles before damage becomes irreparable. The wisdom in these secrets already exists within you. The relationship journey isn't about reaching perfection, but applying principles with compassion. Relationships require ongoing attention, like gardens, evolving as you both grow through life seasons. Two people choosing each day to walk together, honoring both separateness and connection.